Hey, Pool Chasers. Today is Sunday, February 25th, and welcome to this week's Flash Briefing. As always, you can find everything discussed in our show notes, or you can visit poolchasers.com and click on this week's Flash Briefing. If you've got some exciting news you want to share with us, you can email me directly at poolchasers.greg@gmail.com. All right, let's go. Pool Corp announced today that it will host an Investor Day on Tuesday, March 19th at the Westin Austin at the Domain in Austin, Texas. Peter D. Arvan, President and Chief Executive Officer, Melaine M. Hart, Vice President and Chief Financial Officer, and other members of executive management will present business insights and provide an overview of strategic initiatives and financial growth drivers. Due to space limitations, Investor Day attendance is by invitation only. Presentations are slated to begin at 9 a.m. Central Time and continue through 12 p.m. Central Time. A live audio webcast of the Investor Day presentations will be available on the company's investor relations page at poolcorp.com. The presentation materials will be posted on the investor relations section of Pool Corp's website, along with an archived copy of the webcast following the event. Learn more at poolmagazine.com or visit the link in the show notes. The Great Pool Debate, written by Kelly Clancy on poolmagazine.com. Here are the five top complaints service pros found in the field. 1. Communication with the pool owner about maintenance. 2. Please stop plastering lights on the wall. Is this too much to ask? Commented Kathleen Maloney with Armadillo Pools in Sacramento, California. 3. More than one skimmer, one shallow, one deep. Do it, said Gregory Wilker. 4. Understand the pool sweep line needs to be accessible. 5. Realize everything they install will eventually need to be serviced or repaired. Lauren Jarvis at Pool Patrol in Cardiff, United Kingdom. You can read the full article at poolmagazine.com. This pool was designed specifically for a Lamborghini, written by Joe Trusty on poolmagazine.com. Nestled in the waterfront properties of South Florida, a cutting-edge pool dubbed the Lambo Pool has been crafted to showcase a homeowner's Lamborghini in a mesmerizing aquatic display. This extraordinary venture was a collaboration between Foxterra Design, Custom Pool Systems, and Johnny Nelepa, a distinguished pool professional and aquatics engineer from Smart Aquatics. To read the full article, visit poolmagazine.com. The Pro Pool Inspectors app is the definitive pool inspection software on the market. Downloadable on any smartphone or tablet device, the app allows you to generate professional pool inspection reports with ease. Each section of the pool and its equipment that needs to get inspected, from the perimeter fencing to the pool pump, is laid out to help take the guesswork out of the pool inspection process. And it's fully customizable to help fit your specific needs. Download today to take your business to the next level. Pro Pool Inspectors also hosts training classes and has dates available every Thursday and Friday in March. To sign up or learn more, visit propoolinspectors.com/training. That's propoolinspectors.com/training. If you're a pool builder that wants to offer industry-best financing to your customers, visit lionfinancial.net to set up an account. Here are some of the benefits of working with Lion Financial. Easy online application for quick and convenient financing approvals for your customers. Opportunity for custom application link for your company available upon request. Each application is personally reviewed by an experienced financing specialist to ensure your customer is paired with a program best fits their needs. Opportunity for co-branded marketing materials, both printed and digital, available at no extra charge. Multiple stage funding payments to get you paid on time and in full. Offering financing is a great way to generate sales and grow your business. Here are some of the things they finance. Swimming pools, pergolas and patios, outdoor kitchens, pavers and masonry, fireplaces, and much more. March 2024 trade shows, March 28th through March 30th, is the Western Pool and Spa Show in Long Beach, California. Pool Industry Podcast, Poolside Perspectives Podcast, Episode 20, Design of the Outdoor Space with Kirk Bianchi. Pool Guy Podcast Show has 5 new episodes, Rain and More Rain. Some Chemical Handling and Storage. Thinking about commercial pool service? Some Bad Noises on Your Pool Route. Demystifying Backwashing a Filter. Rule Your Pool Podcast by Arenda Technologies. Chlorine's pH Impact in Swimming Pools. Pool Nation Podcast, Episode 183. Mastering Influence and Persuasion in the Pool Industry with Doreen King. Talking Pools Podcast has four new episodes. Mineral pools are the latest craze down under with Peter, Shane, and Lee. Navigating preseason training, Kelly and Dan. From whiteflies to carbonobacteria, pool service vehicle DOT compliance. The Deep End Pool Podcast, episode 113. John O'Brien interview from the 2024 Pool Works Convention. Book of the week, Swim in Sun, a monocle guide, hot beach clubs, perfect pools, lake heavens, part of the monocle series. Quote of the week, return to old watering holes for more than water. Friends and dreams are there to meet you. African proverb. Pools and culture. Pools in Iceland are more than a place to go for a swim. They are a part of life for Icelanders of all ages. No matter the time of year or how small or remote the town is, you can almost guarantee you will find a local pool to enjoy. A visit to the swimming pools is a great way to experience a local culture. To learn more about the Icelandic swimming pool culture and history, visit the link in our show notes. Pool of the week goes to the Gran Paradisco Ibiza, Art Deco Hotel in the Bay of San Antonio, Ibiza, where they have turned a pink Cadillac into a spa. The interior is made up of tile and it even has returns. They call this the Cad Doozy. Very cool, very different. Check it out. That's a wrap for this week's News Flash Briefing. Thank you all for listening. See you next week.